Subtle energy awareness. What is subtle energy? Your five physical senses perceive a very familiar to you range, a limited range, of the frequencies to which you are attuned, light, sound, heat, cold, and so on. Let us call these gross energies, not gross in terms of yucky, no, rather gross in terms of large. Subtle energy, on the other hand, is very fine. It requires you to be still, quiet, and at peace in order to receive what it says. For it is like a whisper, my friend. It is like an ever so faint touch. It is so delicate, and it is oh so precise. Gross energies, by their very nature, they appear to inherit the freedom to be clumsy. They have lots of room to move. There is enough space for them to be abstracts and almosts and approximatelys and not quites. Subtle energies, these are on the mark. They are laser-focused. They are exquisitely precise, for they lead you directly, without veering at all, to the treasure from which they call. Their source, it is exact, and they are beckoning and beaconing you directly to it. To recognize subtle energy, you must listen in, my friend. You must oh so keenly sense, attuning yourself very, very clearly. For attuning yourself to subtle energy is akin to finding a very precise radio station amongst a cacophonic range of static and a thousand other stations. Near it, you, your attention, it must be clear. How does intuition speak to you? This is where our journey together begins to become extremely exciting. For this is when you begin to notice again your own intuition. For it is always with you. It is all really exceptionally simple. It takes 1, desire, 2, dedication, 3, sometimes perseverance, and presto, your own intuition, its wiring, it will be intact again in no time. The very first step is to begin to notice, to become aware. How does your intuition speak to you? Do you experience gut senses or hair checks? When the hair on the back of your neck, or your arms perhaps, or somewhere else on your body, it stands upright as if electrified? Or do you experience inner knowings, my friend, or inklings, or visions? Or do you hear voices like I do? How does intuition successfully reach you? How does it successfully captivate your attention? It is vital that you become aware of this. As you become consciously aware of how intuition communicates with you, you will begin as if by magic to notice it much more often. It will be as if the volume and the frequency of your intuition, it does increase. It does so because you are now noticing what is already present. And as you begin to pay attention to it, it gives you more. Intuition is like a muscle in two ways. Just like physical muscles, as you exercise your relationship with it, it gets stronger. And as you pay close attention to it, the source of intuition, it recognizes that you are attempting with true will and passion to hear its love for you. And so it bestows much more upon you. It is like good students and dedicated, innovative employees who are given the cream, the coveted, aspired to opportunities. As you strengthen your relationship with your intuition, you will receive so much more of it, for it is the one true commodity. Lag time. It is common for many people, as they activate their desire to reawaken to their intuition, to begin to recognize lag time. First, they begin to notice, they notice after the fact, that when they heard or sensed or saw their intuition, they did not follow it. This is the dawning of the ultimate humility. Often there is a sense, a feeling of lost opportunity, or of the reason why something unpleasant did happen, precisely because what their intuition was attempting to draw their attention to avert was not heeded. Often it is this very awareness of loss or of unnecessary struggle that propels people even more keenly to begin to take heed of, to honor and to respect, and thus to act upon the wise eternal guidance of their intuition. The beauty in lag time is the principle inherent in it, the lag, the gaps, between intuition speaking to you and you realizing that you did not respond to it. These gaps, they get shorter and shorter, until eventually you begin to notice, immediately after, the intuition spoke to you. And then you notice this. Ah, for this is victory. The great dawning begins as you notice intuition, as it is communicating with you. This glorious victory is you standing in your place of ultimate benevolent power. When you arrive at this precious precipice, when you meet intuition in the moment it is speaking to you, you are in absolute alignment with the divine. Your free will is vertically standing under divine will. There is no distinction. There never was. Now, you can hear God. In real time, you and God are one.